Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's Just Arrive collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Jenna, are you planning on hosting this summer?
Of course! We love having people over for get-togethers in the summer.
You know when people are arriving, it's getting a little crowded, and suddenly you're not sure if you have enough burgers or chips or paper towels?
Yes, it's the worst feeling, and it's actually my worst nightmare.
Happens to me every time. Well, no need to worry. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target.
Summer hosting will be so much easier with unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Exactly. Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed podcast. This is the Pot of Gold episode. We've got the sweetest Irishman you will ever encounter.
And that's
Damien.
Something because the Irish are very sweet.
I know,
I think,
right?
He's the sweetest.
Especially Damien McGinty. Are you kidding?
Oh, God.
Rory, I'm excited for you guys to get to know Damien more if you haven't already. He is a really good human.
Yeah, he's just
really
a gift.
Good human.
And hasn't changed, has always been the same in all the great and every right way. And what a lovely, lovely conversation we just had. So here is Damien McGinty.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Damien!
That's two faces I haven't seen in a while. How are you doing?
Oh.
Good, how are you? I know, it's been so long.
It's good to see you guys. How's things?
Good. How's everything with you?
It's good, man. Yeah, I'm in Nashville now, so moved here a couple of years ago.
Oh, wow.
Fall of 21. So, yeah, I love it here. Great city. Hey, big fan, so like it a lot.
I've never been to Nashville.
Oh, it's great.
It's really, really good, yeah. There's kind of, it's like, I feel like it's a good hybrid between like LA and kind of normality a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
You kind of, you know, you can get the LA thing here, but then you also get like the kind of neighborhood friendly vibe as well, family friendly. And so, yeah, it's a great place, big fan.
How cool.
And it's such a great place for music. You have,
yes,
there's so much going on there, right?
I know. Yeah, songwriters and producers, and I mean, it's kind of where it's at, but so.
I feel like so many songwriters I know in LA, a big portion of their year they spend there. Mm-hmm. They go back and forth and.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of back and forth, yeah. I also feel like since COVID, I was put in this category by local, whatever they're called, Nashvillians maybe. where everyone that left California at the end of COVID or sort of in the middle of COVID, they're like, oh, you came and you raided every house in Nashville and, you know, you're not really welcome.
But Texas, yeah.
Yeah, that's like a lot of places in the country. I think, was LA the second most populous city in the country or something like that?
And then there's a mass exodus.
Yeah. So, there's people to spare here. right?
It's so true. Oh, well, it's so good to see you. We're so happy that you came on. There's lots that's happened in between Glee and you're about to be a dad. So exciting. Congrats. Yeah,
thank you so much. It's crazy. That's and you're a mom.
Yeah, it's huge. So life-changing in the best way possible. Mom and dad.
I need tips, Jenna. I need tips how to survive.
You get to know them real fast and you just trust your instincts.
Yeah.
You'll get the hang of it real quick. And then as soon as they do, you get the hang of it, they're like, oh, we're just kidding.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's what me and my wife, we have a conversation a lot where we're like, I wonder how our daughter is, we're having a girl. I wonder how our daughter is going to talk.
Right.
So, and I'm like, because there's certain things that my wife would say, or just, you know, your typical sort of American language would say that I would like never say. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, is my daughter going to say that? She probably will.
If she's brought up here, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Right? That's getting so weird. Funny.
Maybe once she starts going to school.
I think you're right. Actually, I think like school will define mm-hmm. what she actually probably talks like.
That's
like
why you got to get in there early.
I know.
Before she goes to school.
Get
you
in
just
there.
Gotta berate her with the Irish.
Yeah, I know. Like back home, like we never say mom. Do you know what I mean? Like mom, yeah. Mom's such a. Whereas mom. I would say mommy.
Oh, well, yeah. Interesting.
My wife's like, I don't think she'll call me mommy.
Depends.
She might though. Yeah.
Whatever you teach her.
We'll see.
Whatever you teach her. Well, that's very exciting. We're so excited for you. It's really awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Let's talk about all of this. We got to get into this because you had such a unique experience, with the Glee Project, into coming in and being like the first of like the little like lab rats to come in and have a huge role on the show and join us crazy hooligans who had already been doing this for quite a bit of time. So I'm curious to hear about all of it. Can you tell me about the Glee Project, when you heard about it, what made you audition, and how you kind of got into the show?
So first of all, I remember seeing back home, it was on, I think it was on E4 at the time. Mm-hmm. E4 or Channel 4. I'm pretty sure it was E4. It was like a Monday night, like 10 p.m. or something. And I actually had seen the pilot. And I remember watching the pilot and was like, first of all, this show was fascinating. I thought it was really, really interesting, really well written. I obviously was in music myself, so I loved the idea of like a TV show, first of its kind, a TV show that had music integrated in it. And obviously dance as well, but I couldn't dance. So I just remember seeing that, and like it kind of piqued my curiosity at the time, just in terms of like a typical TV show. Mm. But I didn't necessarily watch it religiously, but like whenever I was kind of around at home, I would turn it on, and if it was there, I'd be like, oh, I'll watch Glee tonight, I think it was kind of, I want to say, it wasn't actually the Glee Project that I auditioned for, which is really random, but at the time it was actually, do you remember MySpace? It was actually it was a MySpace thing that first started all of it, and that was really, it's really kind of odd to think about that, because I feel like that doesn't get mentioned very often. So I actually had just came home from, I was doing a performing arts diploma. I came home, I was sitting in my house, and I seen this on MySpace, and I was like, you know what? I really like this TV show. And I literally took 2 minutes and shot a recording of Lean On Me and just like stuck it up online.
Oh my God.
And I was just like, I mean, I'm never, ever going to get on this show. Like, well, it's truly one in a million, if not more. And I forgot about it, and then literally like a year later I got an email from Robert Ulrich, and he was like, listen, we seen your tape on MySpace or whatever. And I was like, first of all, I nearly forgot that I sent that on. Secondly, I was like kind of embarrassed. I was like, oh, I can't believe that actually got into the hands of like this Emmy winning casting director. I was like, I'm so sorry. If I had known that, I would have like made the lighting a wee bit better. But yeah, and then Robert was like, we're making a TV show. You know, it's called The Glee Project. This is what it kind of, this is what it's going to look like. You know, there's going to be a TV show made out of 12 kids, but right now it's kind of about 200, which is narrowed down from 40,000. You're in our 200. We'd love you to fly to LA. I was on tour at the time and was just wrapping up a tour in New York. So I flew to LA just before Christmas. I met Robert in his office and did, I suppose, the official audition for the first time there. And then I went home over Christmas, and that's where I heard that you've made the top 80, which was then in January. There was like a boot camp thing before any of this was even aired, to be honest. Mm. And I flew out for that, and I kind of just went from there.
Okay, hold on. What is the, what do you remember the boot camp, and what was that like?
It was hell. no, actually, like, this was like, I can't even describe, like I felt so out of, I felt so out of place, because like I walked into this room where, and I was also in a weird place where like, it was interesting for me where this definitely was my choice and I was like really excited, but also I just toured professionally for like 4 years and with my group Celtic Thunder, we'd like sold like a couple of million records, and then all of a sudden I'm like kind of in this room and I'm looking around me in this room and I wouldn't have laced three quarters of their boots, like quite frankly, like these were like these were like kids that were like training for Broadway their whole life,
right?
Like going in and like blasting out High C's and like, you know, and then I look at Alex Newell and I'm like, I literally why am I here? Like actually, why am I here? And I remember very early, I was just like, I had a conversation with myself and I was just like, I've just got to be myself here. Like I know I can't give them this, but I can give them something that's completely different, something that they might like. If they don't like it, fair enough. You know, they don't have to. And I'll just go home and be a lot more comfortable. So yeah, it kind of went from there. And obviously I hung in there and then we made the TV show of the top 12. So, yeah.
Wow.
How old were you when that all started?
18.
Wow.
What a crazy, like wiser than your time, I feel like, to have the perspective of like, I just got to do me.
I mean, right. I mean, I wish I could call it that. I think it was also like a bit of like fear, Kevin, to be honest.
Self-defense.
A wee bit. Yeah. Like I was just looking around this room and I was just like, every single person, like the Glee Project attracted ridiculous talent because of the TV show that you guys had made, you know, that was the reality of it, is that like, it was this sort of golden prize that was never seen before, and all of a sudden it was opened up to the public.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy collection, in on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com. Kevin, every time I go on vacation with my family, I find myself packing multiple extra bags of essential supplies. Now that's all in the past, thank you to Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. So I'm packing very light now, thank goodness. And all of my stuff will be waiting for me at my destination. It's my dream.
The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation.
So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans.
And if you're planning to host this summer, same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure if there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc., etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today.
Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I feel like musical theater kids are, Jenna can attest to this, but like you guys are a different breed. Mm-hmm. And so probably to Damien's point of this show was like a beacon for all those kids who there was never another opportunity for these people to like be in a TV show that was perfect for them like this.
Right.
Like I don't come from musical theater either. And so I felt similar to you, Damien, when I actually got the show, being around all these people who had been on Broadway since they were children. Mm-hmm. Being like, what am I doing here? Because you guys can like actually sing.
Right.
Like I'm doing different things.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what.
Like a properly trained, like actually, it's like a different, it's a different kind of singing almost. And also like not everybody, not to put everyone in this category, but like what I learned is that everyone was incredibly outgoing and mm-hmm. I wasn't that. I was mm-hmm. not that at all. Like mm-hmm. I'm pretty outgoing when you get to know me and like very confident, but like, in a room where there's 80 people, I just feel like I don't need my voice to be heard. I just, that's a decision I take where I'm like, I'm not an outspoken person. I never have been. So I remember with that element of it as well, I was very like out of my comfort zone, you know?
Was it competitive too? When you're down to the final 80, which is still a lot of people, did it feel, I guess competitive in that way?
Big time. Like, because, you know, it was this shiny prize that was open to the public where you guys had started this, you'd done all the promo for it, you got it off the ground. It was your TV show. It was your project. And then all of a sudden it was open up to these people where if they had one dream and could only realize one dream in their life, this would probably be it. Like that's actually the reality of it. Mm-hmm. And then there's also a major element of like inexperience. Where it was so many late teenagers, early 20-year-olds that were so unbelievably inexperienced. Mm-hmm. Like they hadn't been doing the circuit in LA. Like they hadn't been going out, you know, 3-4 times a week. Like that's not what this was. This was like people plucked from performance schools across the country that had never done anything on this scale whatsoever. And then all of a sudden they were like, oh, I'm in the top 80 to be on Glee.
Right.
So it brought out like a hugely competitive element out of everybody that was there, you know, so it was definitely dog eat dog in that room for a bit of time.
I mean, do you think you had, like you said, you had been on tour for years. Mm-hmm. And so you had been working professionally, singing in front of sold out crowds, selling millions of records.
Yeah.
I'm sure at some point that training kicked in.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it did in terms of composure. Like I think in terms of like, and also knowing that from a very early age, I'd always said to myself that like, I'm very fortunate to do this and I love doing this and I have loved doing this, but I never ever like let it define me and it does not define who I am. So I was the only one in the room where at least I felt like I can't speak for everybody. I felt like I was one of the few in the room that wasn't absolutely desperate. That wasn't like, you know, I was like, listen, I'm just going to do my thing. See what happens. If Robert loves it, amazing. If Ryan loves it, you know, even better. But if they don't, like, I understand. Like, there's only one role that's going up here. Nobody knows what they're looking for. If it's not me, then that's completely okay. Like, there'll be other things down the line, or there'll be other opportunities, or it doesn't define your life. It doesn't define your health, your happiness, none of those things. So that was kind of my mindset just going throughout the entire experience. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then you accidentally...
One.
One. Seven episodes.
Yeah.
Which turned into a lot more.
Yeah, it was pretty accidental. That's a good way to put it.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Look at the Irish. Look at the Irish.
That is right. A pot of gold. Also,
it's like you're the epitome of, like, the Irish, I feel like, are the nicest people on the planet.
Yeah.
Like, next just the nicest human beings. And then here you are amongst all these crazy musical theater kids. And you're like, well, if it's not for me, it's not for me. You know, this isn't who I am. I'm confident in my abilities, but like, this might be more important to somebody else.
Incredible. Like,
and then you were.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's a good lesson, though, because I think as a musical theater person who that was my entire identity for a very large part of my life, like, I get that. I know that mentality. And a lot of people have to have that mentality in theater, or you could probably do something else. Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, no, you can definitely use it to your advantage. But I understand being in a room, not being one of those people. You're in a room with, you know, 10 crazy people that seem crazy, at least to you. But it's really intense. But you really did keep your composure. And I've always learned, like, they can smell the desperation in the room. That's what I've always heard. So just go in there and be yourself. You know, you'd have very little control over this. Yeah. And I'm sure that they saw that in you, because, you know, not only are they judging, I guess, your talent, but also your character and, you know, how you present yourself and, you know, how you present what you're bringing to the show, which was a unique thing to begin with for us, because we essentially, with the help obviously of Ryan creating the world, like, kind of formed, like, molded these characters. And, you know, they also did that with your character, with Rory. So very cool.
And actually, it's funny you say that. Like, I do, there was multiple moments where in throughout that experience, the judges and Ryan himself, they weren't just looking for a talent. They weren't just looking for a character. They were also considering the entire time the cast that currently existed. Mm-hmm. Like, listen, this is the chemistry. Mm-hmm. These are the different dynamics. Who can we throw in here that
will fit in?
Necessarily mm-hmm. commit. Yeah, like, that'll fit, that, like, won't rock the boat. That, like, you know, because there's multiple elements, because you can't just disregard the idea that, like, whoever was going to win the show, aka me, was going to go into this system that had been in place for 3 years. You guys were there for 2 or 3 years at this point. You'd done everything in terms of booking the roles, in terms of making, you know, mm-hmm. the pilot. But then, like, I know what it looks like at the start of a project, doing 30 flights in 40 days where you're going to different cities promoting mm-hmm. a project that you kind of own, but mm-hmm. weirdly you don't. Like, mm-hmm. it's this kind of weird hybrid. Mm-hmm. So they were very aware of the idea that, like, it was 2 years of not really many new people, Cord and Darren, maybe, I think. And mm-hmm. Ashley, you know, someone like Ashley, I think.
Yep.
You know, this was still early enough where new characters weren't, like, consistently, you know, happening all the time, you know.
I think you also had the possible disadvantage, too, of specifically coming from the Glee project, where I think we all had, like, a weird,
I don't know if
it was misconception or idea of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because we didn't really know what it was, and just sort of, like, sprang up, and it was sort of ignored, I think, intentionally amongst each other. Wasn't it, Jenna? Like, it was sort of,
well,
we had, like, a brief moment where we had, like, a little freak out. And they're like, what is this?
We definitely had a freak out, because a lot of the time, a lot of it wouldn't be communicated quite properly to us. And so we heard it from either the news or somebody, and then Ryan would come in and tell us about it after we'd heard about it already. So, you know, that just sparks the rumor wheel of, like, what is this thing? There's new kids coming. Are we being replaced? Where are they coming from? And then additionally, like, it was like the worldwide search. So to me, at first glance, it was, oh, just anybody can come on our show. Mm-hmm. You know, it felt like that to me. I was like, we've worked for our whole lives, and including you, Damien, like, you know, we've worked since we were kids. And mm-hmm. then all of a sudden it felt like an American Idol, where it was, like, plucked out of the Midwest and, you know, shot to stardom. So that, for me, delegitimized what we were doing as actors.
Right.
And that was the conflict that I had initially. But then we went on the show and we came and we did mentoring, and it was really fun, and it was so wonderful to see all of you guys. And you could see how much people loved it, and then the jaded kind of curtain falls away and you go, oh wow, like they work really hard and they all deserve to be there and had a lot of talent. So that kind of, but yeah, there was this kind of like side wing of this show going on that we didn't really know what was happening for a long time. So it just felt like this like ghost that was just lingering.
Right.
That's why I think it was very smart that they did consider like who they were bringing in, where anyone who's ever met you or worked with you, you're just the nicest human.
Well,
you get along with everyone. There's no way to not like you, and you just like seamlessly fit in. There were a lot of big personalities in that choir room.
Yes,
there was. Yeah, and yeah, that is true. And like I haven't spent really a lot of time over the years thinking about this, but I suppose kind of like, to add weight to what you say, is that in the moment, I did feel like not only did I have the battle, just the normal battle of joining a TV show, and also secondly, by the way, which you can tell when you watch my first episode, like I'd never acted before. And like,
hold on.
Oh, I thought you did wonderful. Are you kidding?
You had so much to do in that episode. We just watched it. You had so much to do. More than Jen and I ever had to do the entire series in a single episode. And you smashed it.
You did great.
I mean, I kind of looking back on it like 10 years later now, and after studying acting and doing different roles since, it's like it feels I was a complete baby beyond belief, like actually beyond belief. And I suppose like just to add weight to what you were saying, like I got there and not only did I feel like I had the challenge of just fitting into, you know, a show that had been going for 3 years where there was clicks left, right and center naturally. Totally. But also I suppose I was the one from the Glee Project experience that had to face head on the kind of consistencies or the stigma that was from the cast behind the show, because things weren't necessarily explained very well or because communication had failed or whatever. So I remember just being there. I remember being like so nervous. I do remember being very, very nervous. But like, I've got to be honest, like, in hindsight now, I felt for the cast more than like I felt for me. Like, I think you guys did, you know, you already made 48 episodes, 50 episodes by the time I got there in the space of 2 years, which is ridiculous. Like, when you think about it now, guys, like they make TV shows a series, a season is 10 episodes.
10 episodes. 8.
Like 24 episodes.
Yeah.
My reflection on it now is different than what it was at the time, where my reflection, when I got out at the end of season 3, I remember sort of feeling like I'd lost myself a wee bit. I remember being exhausted. I remember. So now reflecting on that, and in hindsight, I'm like, you guys had just started season 3 after just finishing a tour, by the way. Like, you didn't even have a break in the middle.
Yeah.
So like, when I got there, yous were beyond exhausted.
Yeah,
like,
you probably found us in quite the state.
Oh yeah, I'd be so curious to see through your eyes what you saw when you walked in for the first time.
I mean, didn't even think about that.
My actual experience was actually a very good one. Like, I really didn't have, you know, I don't have anything negative to even think about it. Like, everyone was really, really nice.
That's because you were so nice that I think we all were just like charmed by you. We were like, when we watched you singing your songs in Pot of Gold, we were all like swooning, and we were like, I think that was real life. We were all just so happy to see somebody so innocent and pure that we hadn't had on the set in such a while.
I think it also was reminiscent of like when Chord came on, in a way where it was like, oh, you're both... And, you know, you're both, once you get to know you, you're much more extroverted, you and Cord. And Cord's sense is just extroverted.
Whole nother level.
But it was sort of like we felt protective, I think, with you coming on and understanding, especially having sort of like trial runs with Cord and Darren and Ashley, where like, okay, here are things we didn't do well, here are things we can do better. And I think... Yeah. Because of the person you are, everyone was just instinctually like, oh, let's just take care of him. He's great. Bring him in.
That's kind. And like, thank God you did, because like, quite honestly, for me in my shoes at the time, you know, I'm 31 now. When I joined the show, I was 19, which is really, really kind of terrifying. Crazy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you were the second youngest person.
Next to Chris.
Ever to have joined. Yeah, because Chris was 18 when he got it.
Yeah, Chris.
Wow.
But
so young.
Like, I had just moved to LA a week before that. And now, after living in LA for 10 years, I'm like, being in LA for a week, you know nothing. I didn't have a driver's license. Yeah. I didn't have a credit card.
Oh my God.
Like, literal fundamentals and basics.
Oh my
and
God.
Then I was like rocking up to the Fox lot being like, yeah, I'm just going to work on Glee here, you know, because it's my job. Having just no idea what was going on, no idea of Los Angeles, no idea of this deep into the acting business, just all of it. So like, it was really, really difficult because I was fitting into a new city as well as like doing this really hard job.
Yeah, so really like, hard. Glee was also like college for you then. I learned how to do my laundry in college, opened a credit card, all of that. And Glee was just college for you, which is mind-boggling. It's actually crazy. That's actually really crazy.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Kevin, every time I go on vacation with my family, I find myself packing multiple extra bags of essential supplies. Now that's all in the past. Thank you to Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. So I'm packing very light now, thank goodness. And all of my stuff will be waiting for me at my destination. It's my dream.
The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation.
So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans.
And if you're planning to host this summer, same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure if there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc., etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today.
Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The situation in which you did the top 200, the 80 boot camp, and then you did the actual show for Glee Project, which was wild, like where they had you all living.
I love that.
Did you?
You did.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. Like actually making a TV show, because like how often in your life, guys, can you go somewhere for 10 weeks and not worry about a single thing and just make a TV show?
This perspective is mind-boggling. Because I don't know at 18 if people realize that. They have that perspective of...
Yeah, but,
especially if they come from... Like we were saying, if they pluck people from like all over the country who are so inexperienced and have done anything, and then all of a sudden that could be really difficult for a lot of people, but you'd been touring.
I've been working, but like, you know, it was interesting, the Glee project, where they took everything away from us. We didn't have phones, we didn't have laptops, we had no contact to the outside world. So it was literally 10 weeks. We were in the California mountains. It was Big Brother, and we were in dorms. They like built dorms for us that were freezing cold. So it was like, probably realistically, probably things that went down that wouldn't fly now in this day and age, I would say, to be honest. But like at the time, you don't care. You're just like, this is so exciting. Top 12, making a TV show, like this is really fun. And you, it's kind of sink or swim, and you just learn to swim, really.
So did Glee seem easier then comparatively? Like you had, or?
Different.
Different, yeah.
Very, very different experiences. Like the Glee project, everyone was on par. Everyone was kind of, but Glee, like everyone was not on par, at least from my shoes anyway. And naturally, as you would expect, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, there was people that were A-star names, and then there's people that were fresh and new and kind of building their way up or trying, you know.
Yeah.
So whenever I feel like whenever a work environment has different levels, It creates different challenges. It creates different dynamics. It creates hierarchies. You know, it creates things that are good, but then it creates things that are not so good. And I think the good thing with the Glee project, at least, was we were just all on the same playing field, and we were just like, what is going on? And also the production crew hadn't got a clue what they were doing. Like they were making it up as they went along. Like, because the show had never been made before.
Right. So, like, there was no formula. You know,
there was no blueprint for like what we were doing. They were like, we'll make a music video, and then, you know, you'll get judged on this theme in the music video. And then, you know, there'll be a bottom three and there'll be a sing off, and you know, and they were kind of just making up as they go along. So everybody was kind of in it together. It was just like, it was a scramble of complete chaos that I really enjoyed.
We were all in it together. It was like that kind of communal feeling. Wow. So when you were on the show and you had won a 7-episode arc, right? That was your understanding. Past the 7, did you find out before that, or did you just think like you were going away after the 7? Do you remember like getting a call being like, we're going to keep you for more, or you just kept getting written in?
I just kept getting scripts.
Great.
That was pretty much it. I was living
all the time.
Did you guys ever live in the Palazzo across?
Yes. They put me there for the pilot because I also came to LA for the show.
Oh, there
Everybody else had been in LA already. Yeah. So Chris and I lived at the Palazzo.
Oh, there you go. I literally kept getting scripts. And I was like, well, I suppose I'm doing an 8th episode. I suppose I'm doing a 9th. And that's like, I renew my rent for another month? Do I not? And like, also, this ridiculous even think about it. I didn't have an agent or anything. Like, I was literally.
You better take that full check. You know, commissions to anyone.
Yeah, I didn't even know what SAG was. I didn't even know. I remember I started getting residuals, and I was like, what is this? Is this mine?
Oh, yeah,
you probably the right name.
And if you didn't have, if you weren't a series regular, then you would get those like fat foreign residuals out of nowhere.
That's right. They built those into our contract. So
I got foreign. I wasn't a regular. I did get foreign residuals though as a guest star, I think.
Yeah. We want those.
I remember my first day. I got a residual check. I nearly fell off the sofa. I was just like, what in God's name is this?
It feels crazy to me that I know we were so, it was third season, back of a tour, second tour, and like, we're like, oh God, how are we going to get through another 22 episodes?
Yeah. Right.
But having someone like Damien come in and then we just didn't know any of that was going on.
Right.
Like, I don't know how we didn't. I think also by that point, people had become like famous. And we were probably to an extent like so up our own asses.
Totally.
That we weren't even, we're like, oh, we'll be nice. We're working. He's so sweet. Great. But now that
Did
I'm thinking about it.
Did we ask any questions?
Like,
no, probably not.
But like, I don't know. Like, are you okay? Do you need a ride somewhere?
That's great. But like, in your defense, you were also like, you know, it's not a normal existence, that level of fame that game of Glee. Like, I'll never forget it. It's pretty miserable, to be honest. Like, I was personally not a fan of the whole, like, I'd gotten to the point where, as you guys well know, we're just walking around. Mm-hmm. I subconsciously was just like, even if people weren't looking at me, I was just like, oh my God, there's people just looking at me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes you paranoid.
Yeah.
It makes you completely paranoid, and it puts you into this place that's not comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It's a horrible, I honestly, I'm not a fan of it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, with Celtic Thunder, you know, I've always had like an element of that, but it's way more manageable. Like Glee, it felt like Bieber level fame. Like it actually did. Where like, I remember like there was like a Little Mix concert going on downtown LA one night, and I had my buddies over from Ireland, and we walked past, we were just going to a cinema or something. We walked past, and like, I got hounded by like hundreds and all these people that were in line.
Oh,
and that was me. Like, so for you guys that were on it for 6 years, my point is that like, I do genuinely have sympathy for your experience in certain elements of it as well. You know, not to say that it was incredible, because it was, we're blessed to have the experience we were, but like, also there was just parts of it that were very, very hard on a human level. So like, me going in and meeting you guys at that point was probably unfortunate for me, because like, I would love to work, for example, I'd love to work with you now. Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
I really would, where it would feel very, very different, and where we would have like a different playing field. But like, at the time, you're in complete survival mode, you know?
It's so true.
And I'm a baby. I'm like, I have no idea what's going on here.
It's you really so got thrown true. Into the deep end.
Yeah.
Like, you really did. You just
survived, though. Survived.
You did. Damien, you made it out. So
Jenna and I were both like floored by, because, you know, all the episodes, and I'm sure you feel the same way, at a certain point, you're like, I don't know what we did at what point.
Yeah.
I remember certain things, certain episodes, and watching your first episode where you had to come in and have one-on-one scenes with really big characters on the show and held together multiple storylines. And you had two solos.
Two solos.
Right. And the first, like, we were trying to get a solo in a season, and you came in and got...
That was kind of awkward for me, though.
No, it was great. No, but you were also... It was
so great.
It was so great and deserved and well done. And I think... Yeah. Come, and maybe it was that you got thrown into the deep end and you're like, I don't have anything to compare this to, so I just have to do it.
Yeah.
And really, it felt like you had been doing it. If no one knew the context in which you came to the show, and I'm sure a lot of people did just see you on there for the first time,
it felt like
this is what you have been doing and pursuing, and you ended up on the show.
Well,
like, it seemed like you fit in perfectly.
I'm glad it came across that way. I mean, I look back on it very fondly. Like, I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the experience. I learned literally so much from it, like an unbelievable amount, good and bad, like, to be honest, just from the different experiences that came from it. So I'm very grateful it happened. And it's just like, it's something nice to look back on, you know, it's kind of fond memories, you know.
It was a good season too.
Well, my wife always cracks the joke that, you know, Glee's ratings were great, and then I came in and they started to...
It wasn't... It was after you left. Yeah.
It was after you left.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you got to tell her.
Season 4.
We needed you.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Funny, like, I remember the conversation about me leaving, actually, to be honest. And, like, the opportunity was there for me... I'm sorry if you hear my dog, by the way. That's
fine.
I don't know what's going on down there. You know, the opportunity was there for me to play more of like a bit part role, and honestly, in lesser terms, be a number in the choir room.
Totally.
For season 4. And personally, I just like didn't want that. Like,
they offered it to you.
It was there, like, it was on the table, yeah. They were like, you could do this or you could do that, or, you know, we could bring you back and you'd be in the choir room. And I was just like, that's just not... I just don't
what
know.
What a nice option to have.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just didn't feel to me, because I remember, like, towards the end of season 3, it was going in that direction anyway. Like, it was very, very clear to me personally that I was having, and this is not to, you know, talk down upon that because it's still a great experience, but I was having more time just sitting in the choir room, being in a scene, but not being in the scene.
Oh, yeah.
We're familiar. We know. Yeah. We get it.
That's really tough.
Yeah.
That, like, that's actually harder than it sounds, sitting there for 8 or 9 or 10 hours. And, like, you know, I love performing. I love singing live. I love touring. I love doing this, that, the other. So it just didn't quite, you know, play out. And Dante called me and was, you know, essentially like, you know, season 4 is not going to work out or whatever. And I was like, honestly, Dante, that's, I completely understand. Like, I get it. It is what it is. So, but yeah, I mean, just such a great experience. Loved it.
Wow.
I feel like, I mean, you got a good head on your shoulders.
Yeah. Yeah.
What great perspective to that whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, you know, I think towards the end of it, I got out at the right time.
I'll be honest,
I really, really did. And I don't speak about this very often, but like, I'm not someone that's ever really got carried away ever in my life, or like kind of lost themselves, or, you know, I've always kind of, you know, tried to stay on a level playing field or whatever. But I do remember towards the end of season 3, I was just, my head was like pickled.
Actually very comforting to hear. And also to when you mentioned like it's not a normal lifestyle to live the life of fame, right? I just read an article recently that was like, I think it takes shaves 10 or 15 years off if you're really famous of your life. It's comforting to hear because you got a really good bite, a really good taste. You like digested it and then you got out, right? You're like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Where our heads were still spinning after season, you know, 4, 5, 6. And it took a long time for us to detox that feeling and to process what happened throughout the whole thing. And so it's actually really comforting to hear you say that, because I think we all in some way lost ourselves at some point within the show at some, you know, and I think we all lost ourselves like at different points, and we were able to like pull each other out in some way. We were very supportive in that way and found each other. But I feel that very deeply.
It is nice to have like another perspective of like, okay, so we weren't totally crazy for feeling the way we were feeling, right?
You know, there's like relationships where you're like, oh, that person brings out like the worst in me. That was like a season of Glee. I was like, oh, this brought out the worst in me, you know? And that's the way it felt for me.
Yeah.
Was that season 3 for you, Jenna?
Season 3, season 4. Yeah. No, actually season 4 was pretty good. It was season 3. It was season 3. Tina was getting bored.
You just got bored, yeah.
Yeah, I got bored. I was sitting in the back a lot.
Right. Which is soul destroying.
It like, really is.
I'm not talking.
It sounds a lot easier because like, yeah, you're still getting paid. You get to hang out. You get to chill. Like, but it really is. It's draining. And to not be able to apply yourself. Right?
Yeah. It's like, I got hired to do this thing. I would like to be able to do it.
Right.
Yeah. Like if I get hired to, you know, plumb a toilet, I don't want to go and, you know, watch somebody plumb the toilet.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a weird example, but like.
No, that's perfect.
So true.
I'd like to plumb a toilet, you know?
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Let me live.
Yeah.
Please.
I want to know what it was like for you the first time you went back to Ireland after you had been on the show. Was it?
Chaos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of those ones, people waiting at airports, people, it was like, it was different level.
Hometown hero.
Yeah. Hometown hero. Yeah. It was. It was kind of crazy. Like, obviously, the first and only, I think, Irish person, you know, to be on the show and the show was such a, you know, not only was it huge in America, it was like this international phenomenon. Because actually, you guys have played the O2, because I actually went to the show.
Yeah,
you did.
I was there. Yeah, I'd won the Glee project, and they wanted me to come along.
You're in the movie.
He's
in the movie.
Yes, there's a shot of him in the audience.
That's right. Okay,
and we hadn't worked with him yet.
You're totally right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I haven't met you yet. No,
I don't think so.
Yeah, so I'm in the movie, yeah, so a bit of Taylor Swift sneaky editing on that.
Yeah. Easter egg.
Yeah, I remember seeing the concert in Ireland and being like, it was a really good really good gig, but like I remember people going mental.
Man.
Absolutely mental.
We had a blast in Ireland, though, I will say. We had a little too much fun. It was the end of the tour, too. So we were just kicking it. We were having a real, real good time.
Wait, was that your last gig?
Yeah.
Ireland was your last stop?
Yes.
Yeah, the tour ended there.
Where was the after party? Do you remember?
I think we did four shows in 2 days, right? We had matinees and...
Yep.
And each night we went to this... little bar called the schoolhouse.
We called it the schoolhouse. It was like an old schoolhouse, like a kindergarten school that they turned into a bar. Yep. And I think we couldn't go anywhere too central because of
it was closer to where we were staying.
And it was so safe, and there was a mic, and so Darren brought his guitar, and we would, you know, it's only the cast and crew of the tour that were allowed. That were there really, because nobody really knew where we were.
The first night we like stumbled in, and there was somebody like singing.
Okay.
And like we just had the greatest time. And then we all just sort of decided
we
need to take over this bar tomorrow night when we're done with the show.
Yeah.
And we did
go to Temple Street too.
You did?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. When we first got, we had like a day or two off, right? And we did a little tour. It was like us and Leah and who else?
Theo and. Clinton and Todd came with us, our security.
Yeah. We drank and ate our way through.
It was really fun.
Dublin, it felt like we were.
Yeah, it was really, really fun. We had a good time.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
And the World Cup was on. And so we could watch the matches. And the,
Wait, what year was that? 2010? No.
2011.
2011, yeah.
It was
2011.
Great.
2011.
Wow.
It was a good time.
And just the kindest people. The nicest. So nice. I do have to say the fan interactions, because they were so nice, they acted like they knew you. And so they would get very personal. But it was never like in a threatening way. Like we're at other places I've been, you were scared.
Yeah.
It was like,
yeah.
I don't know you. You don't need to touch me.
Right. I mean, no. I mean, I'm Irish and I have had interactions with Irish people where I'm questioning... wait, have I met you before? Have I met to know you? Yeah.
That's
like
funny.
This is kind of awkward. I have no idea who you are, but you really sound like you know my mommy's sister.
Right.
Yeah. Like wow. You know, you said mass for my granny last week. Like this is kind of
What did you think of the amount of Irish jokes that they made? About with Rory, like, did you feel like it was too much at any point where you're like, all right, enough, guys? Or how did you take all of that coming on the show?
You know, it's interesting, Jenna. Like, I certainly didn't feel like offended by it, you know. And I remember like a couple of articles coming out at the time, and I was contacted by a few people about, like, you know, do you think this is right? And, you know, is this. Whatever you want to say, whatever term you want to use. And I was like, no, let it go. Like, stop just looking for news just because of it. Mm-hmm. So like, I remember like not being offended at all. But what I would say is that it almost doubled down how hard it was to act it out, because it was so unnatural to me. So unbelievably unnatural. Like Irish people, or at least me, probably 95% of us, we don't say top of the morning. Like right. that is the most unnatural thing you could ask an Irish person to say. So my very, very first scene I'd ever done acting ever in my life, I had to walk up to Heather Morris and say top of the morning. And like, you know, acting's, you know, the whole idea when you've cracked it is it's meant to be natural. So not only was this difficult anyway, I was doing the most unnatural.
Yeah.
On every level.
Yeah. I'm trying to make it natural. I was just like, I don't know how to do this. I think more than anything, I wish the script had been, I suppose, I mean, listen, they did a great job and they're incredible writers, etc. But I do wish the script had been written in a way that was, I suppose, more realistic, which might have given what I feel might have personally given me a better shot of like being more natural. And so I remember that feeling very challenging. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy collection in on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives swim collection inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com. Kevin, every time I go on vacation with my family, I find myself packing multiple extra bags of essential supplies. Now that's all in the past. Thank you to Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. So I'm packing very light now, thank goodness. And all of my stuff will be waiting for me at my destination. It's my dream.
The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation.
So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans.
And if you're planning to host this summer, same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure if there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc., etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today.
Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I want to talk about the music you got to do, because you got to do a lot of good music, and I feel like a lot of good music that was totally in your lane. Right. Like they knew who they were hiring, you know, like, and yeah. Well, at least it felt like that to us.
Yeah.
Were there any songs that you were really excited to get to do that you got to do?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, I enjoyed kind of every song that I got to do. You know, I felt it was very kind of one dimensional, to be honest. Like, you know,
like you're going to be this person for us.
And this is it. What you do, right?
You're going to be this person and you're going to stand in the middle of the choir room and you're just going to deliver a song. And yeah. I'm like, you know, I sometimes, if I had been older, if it sort of felt like my place, I might've had a conversation where I'm like, listen, I can bring so much more to the table than this. Just not getting the chance, but obviously I was never gonna say anything like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I mean, the music itself, really enjoyed, like, love singing home. I really love Blue Christmas. I even like Take Care of Yourself with the falsetto and things like that. You know, it definitely sort of felt like they were very specifically like picked out for Rory for my sort of singing skills. So there were songs that I enjoyed singing. Yeah.
It always felt like such a treat to get to, like, I know it probably was really boring for you to have to like stand there and sing every time, but it was really nice for us. Like, it's just so good.
I get to sit back and watch.
Yeah.
Okay, we have some fan questions that people wrote in, and so I wanted to ask some. Mm-hmm. What song do you wish you would have sung on the show from Herman Herman? Is there any songs current day that you're like, oh.
Ooh, current day? I often wish that, and you guys might have done, I'm sure you probably did do this at some point. I wish I had been part of more like boy band numbers.
Mm.
I enjoyed that. We did a One Direction thing that was very, very enjoyable.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that kind of you know, I've always been a fan of working in a group as a team. You know, I kind of enjoy that. It's because I've been with a group for, you know, a very long time. So yeah, I wish I could have been part of like more boy band numbers. I suppose that would have been fun. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, that would have been good.
Fawn 2002 wants to know, do you keep in touch with any of the Glee Project alumni?
Yes, I do. I keep in touch with Bryce. Bryce. So random. Like, well, it's not random because I know him. But Bryce was 12th on the Glee Project, and Bryce has like this ridiculous music career, and his music slaps and has slapped for like 10 years. Yeah, I'm like, I'll never forget, like, kind of when the whole Glee Project thing was going down. He won't mind me saying this. Bryce was like, Bryce lived on my sofa for like 6 months.
Oh, wow.
And he went from he went from every day he'd wake up and he'd like, I hope he doesn't kill me for telling this. I don't think he will. Every day he'd wake up and he, you know, his line would always be, let's see how the people of Gotham are doing today. And he'd turn on the Xbox. No. and then like 11 or 12 years later, he's like this platinum selling artist, you know.
Amazing.
Like, life's very funny, you know.
Life is funny.
But Cameron lives in Nashville. I've seen him.
Nice.
I've seen him this year. Anytime I'm kind of in the Carolinas, I would see Hannah. I speak to Lindsay. Right. I spoke to Alex a couple of weeks ago.
Wow, so a lot of them.
Yeah.
A decent amount, yeah. That's, I mean, I,
what a talented crew, too.
Right? I know, like, everybody's doing stacked. Something.
Yeah, you know, I think it's like testimony to our season. What's quite rare, I feel like, for these kind of shows is that like half of us are still working at a very, very high level.
Yeah,
you know, that's awesome.
Which from TV shows like that isn't always the case.
Yeah.
You know, I think people, but like what came from the season one of our show was, it was just people, grafters, really talented grafters, people who weren't afraid to put the work in, to like hustle, you know, people genuinely hustling, and very, very talented. So, so yeah, I keep in touch with a decent amount of them, yeah.
Wow.
Charlotte L. Davis wants to know, do you miss Derry? And says, come home, icon.
I do miss Derry. I'm going home for Christmas, so I look forward to that always. Yeah. And I mean, I miss Derry a lot. It's kind of just the way my life's played out, where, you know, my career's kind of more US based.
Right.
But I was home for three. I actually spent the first quarter of this year in Ireland, which is really nice. So.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
That's really nice. Yeah. We are so grateful that I DM'd you. You said yes so quickly. We are just so grateful to have this time to really debrief about the show and see you again in this other form. I feel like we never really got to debrief. It's been such a long time since we've seen you, and we had such a wonderful time with you on set. You really were such a breath of fresh air, and
we needed you.
Yeah, we did. So thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us, and just so we could see your face again, to be honest.
Guys, listen, always a pleasure. If you need anything, just give me a shout out. No problem at all.
Good luck with the baby. We're so excited for you and with the rest of your awesome career. You're the best.
And say hi to the fam for us. Love you, Damien. It's so good
to see you.
Yes.
Bye, Damien. Oh my God.
I feel emotional.
He's very emotionally intelligent.
He's a grown man.
I just am floored by the difference of which we experienced him, and now he was always the same, but he is so wise, so mature, so grounded.
I mean, and he always has been, but it is
I haven't
spoken to him a ton, over the years. I've seen him on Instagram, and so you feel like you sort of, I know what somebody's doing, going on in their life a bit, but
wow.
I feel just like he's about to be a dad. He's a husband.
Oh, what a sweet, sweet man.
He's kept like such a consistent and like great career happening. And
yeah, I'm really happy for him. I'm really grateful we got him and Glee had him and that we got to chat with him again.
In retrospect, like he was saying, like things you don't realize when you're actually shooting this thing is having someone like him. And I think Cord was like this for us in season two. It makes you see what you're doing. It grounds you in a way where you're forced to sort of see what you're doing with fresh eyes, if you allow it to.
Mm-hmm.
I think we popped in and out of that in season three because we were all losing it a bit. But having somebody who was just sweet and not, I don't know, competitive or mm-hmm. had no ego mm-hmm. and just showed up and did a great job and was just kind every day was such yep. a nice thing to have around and contributed to the show creatively in such a great way.
Totally. It was you're right. There was a lot of chaos and he was a constant. He was always like, I don't think we necessarily,
I feel like we felt that, but we didn't necessarily maybe know.
Appreciate it as much.
It or appreciate it at the time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Damien, so much for spending so much time. And again, it's such a gift for people to come on here and be so honest and open with us. And we really, really appreciate it.
What a
joy.
So
thank you for that, Damien. I guess that's what you really missed.
Bye.
Thanks for listening and follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Miss Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time. Jenna, are you planning on hosting this summer?
Of course. We love having people over for get-togethers in the summer.
You know when people are arriving, it's getting a little crowded, and suddenly you're not sure if you have enough burgers or chips or paper towels?
Yes, it's the worst feeling, and it's actually my worst nightmare.
Happens to me every time. Well, no need to worry. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target.
Summer hosting will be so much easier with unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Exactly. Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.